listening to the Channel Pro SMB Podcast.
Hi, this is Michael Siggins, publisher of Channel Pro SMB. Welcome back to the MSP Business in a Box series of podcasts. My guest for the series is Eileen Rozoff, president and CEO of the Launchpad. Thanks for joining us today, Eileen.
Thanks for having me, Michael. It's great to be here.
So, Eileen, you developed a novel approach to building a successful managed services practice with your franchise model. Please tell us a bit about that.
Sure. I guess to start, a little history about the Launchpad. Launchpad was founded in 1992, and we are a managed IT services and also a web services provider focused on small and medium-sized businesses. Our decision to move into IT service franchising was really driven for us by a passion for the industry and also a desire to help other IT service companies and entrepreneurs who are interested in technology to succeed and to excel with the managed service model. Our concept with this was to have a true business in a box, whether it was for a startup company or for an existing IT service provider to take the business to the next level.
Great. And in today's podcast, our topic is accounting and finance, from pricing to performance to profitability, how not to drive your business off the road. So, Eileen, developing proper pricing strategies and then tracking and understanding business metrics is challenging really for any business at any time. What do you see as the key problems for IT service companies? And what about managed service providers, for example?
So what we've really found in this model is that everything starts with what we call sustainable pricing, meaning pricing has to work both short-term and long-term. So for most IT companies, there are three levels of pricing challenge. There is where to position the hardware, if you're still selling hardware, you know, is it simply a commodity, is it going to be a value add, or is it a wrap? So now, you know, we're talking a lot about hardware as a service or technology as a service, so that sort of wraps that whole piece differently. Secondly, where and how to position service, what do we do with agreements, and how is that all going to kind of fit into the picture? Specifically, in a managed service environment, the concept of transaction takes a back seat because the client is drinking from the well and we're maintaining the well, so it's an ongoing relationship. The challenge then becomes particularly acute. Client perception of value must be engaged definitively, maintained through the sale, and sustained long-term.
Okay, and then how does your franchise framework manage this experience and then drive the success for them?
Right. So this is really a brick-by-brick system, and we've used this analogy before. Our goal is to provide a solid and a tested foundation that starts with, in this case, product development. We've taken a lot of time to walk through what the products are. We're constantly looking and fine-tuning that process. Sustainable pricing, and importantly, positioning on the front end and wrapping into a presentation, both the sales presentation and the overall company presentation, that never loses sight of the value proposition during the whole client acquisition process. So our franchisees have access to agreements that have gone through both legal scrutiny and of course, there's some specifics for each state that set proper expectations and also protect the relationship. Also equally critical is the introduction of a sophisticated but also manageable system of metrics and business process for benchmarking, molded by best practice, along with the training and the support systems to make sure it's integrated into the business. So there are already tools out there that do a lot of the individual pieces of this. It's always about implementation, and a big part of our focus for our franchisees is really going to be on implementation and how you actually drive the car, not just putting the car on the road.
Okay, and you mentioned about access to tools. What about some examples of specific tools the franchisees would have access to?
So this is the fun stuff. Everybody likes to talk about tools. You know, what do we get? What's in the box? So what we've done is really templated everything, and that's certainly one of the core pieces of our model is everything is templated, starting with the accounting system. So we are based on the back end on QuickBooks because most people use it. It's reasonably priced. And so what we've done is we've taken and we have templated a chart of accounts. It's a standardized chart of accounts. We've used a combination of CompTIA's layouts. We've looked at a number of other kind of best practice layouts that exist in the IT industry, and we've put together our own sort of stamp on that. And also based on our almost 20 years of experience in doing IT and focused on the managed service arena, product positioning and pricing, all of that is based on what's worked for us and what hasn't, as well as what we've heard and what we have talked about with others in the industry. So getting the positioning right, getting the pricing right is a key piece. We've also engaged with Corelytics, which is a really interesting business metrics dashboard. It's integrated into QuickBooks. They are specific to the IT service industry, and they've taken a lot of the best-in-class metrics and wrapped it into their product. We, in turn, have wrapped it into ours. We use QuoteWorks on the back end, so we do have that add-on in place. Presentation's important. You can't really start that process without having everything presented correctly, and that starts with, a lot of times, the proposal. And so each of our proposals is very specifically branded. It has the touch of our marketing team. It's not just a quote. It all wraps into our presentation for the company, and everything is integrated into the product database. So whether it's managed services, backup and disaster recovery, even integrated professional services, all of the products are in place in the database. Everything is keyed into QuoteWorks, keyed into ConnectWise. So it really is that kind of stamp on every single thing that's being done. And it also cuts down the process of creating that. Very important are agreements. We have more than 20 now pre-built ConnectWise agreements with complete setup and workflow. So from the actual legal piece of the agreement all the way through to the delivery, everything is already pre-built in the system. And what's particularly unique is ConnectWise now has come out with a template library that includes agreements that you can upload and download. So now we can really be part of the entire IT service universe and continue to even add that into our franchise system and to give back out of the franchise system as well. And then, you know, the client side of the agreement, the legal piece of it is only really one piece, and it's also making them presentable, making them easy to understand. So all of that is really a complete product and delivery system, from service offerings, the matrix design, pricing agreements, all of the pieces we discussed, and the accounting tools themselves. The financial management system is a giant time saver. That kind of thing takes years to really build and fine-tune. So when you come inside our system, the RevitUp system, you're going to be ensured you have all of the tools for profitability. We're going to show you how to use them and make sure the business stays protected, make sure that you have visibility into all the metrics and understand how to interpret them, how to look at them.
All right. It sounds like one of the bigger challenges that might be for the franchisees is ongoing support for all that. I mean, that's a huge amount of things you offer. How will the franchise system handle all of that?
Our franchisees will actually have a franchise solution manager assigned to them, somebody who is kind of a mentor and a guide to make sure that they understand how the processes are being integrated into an existing business or being kicked up in a new business. We have process review worksheets that provide a measure of accountability. And then finally, our success metric system, which is our best practice and tried and true business metric layout that franchisees will be able to follow. So they really have a blueprint and flow for where the business is supposed to be at each stage, what the numbers actually look like, not sort of pie-in-the-sky percentages, but actual numbers where the business should be, so that they can really understand, as all of this is moving along, if they're in the right place, and if they're not, what kinds of things need to be tweaked to get them there.
Well, thanks so much for all of these insights, Eileen. And where can our listeners go for more information?
Visit the website, which is launchpadonline.com. And the franchise section of the website is /franchise IT now, and the I and the T are capitalized.
Please join us again for our next podcast in a series, Fanatical Service Delivery. Closing a deal is just the start.
You're listening to the Channel Pro SMB Podcast.